time now for the Friday football forecast, where I take a look at the two big games this weekend involving the Ohio State Buckeyes and the Cleveland Browns. We'll start on Saturday as the number 3 or 4 ranked Buckeyes, whichever poll you look at, travel out to the West Coast to take on the California Golden Bears. The Bears are 1-1 on the year under first-year head coach Sonny Dykes. The Buckeyes come into this game 2-0 on the season under second-year head coach Urban Meyer, and they have won 14 consecutive games since Urban Meyer took over. It's the longest winning streak in the country. What will be the keys to this week's game? Well, the quarterback play, and we're not sure exactly yet just what's going to happen at quarterback for the Ohio State Buckeyes. Braxton Miller is coming off that left MCL sprain, and his situation as of right now is listed as day-to-day. Urban Meyer seemed optimistic about Braxton Miller playing this weekend, but again, we will have to wait and see. He could be a game-time decision. If he can't go, or if maybe he does not start but will play later, that means Kenny Guyton would get the call at starting quarterback, and all Guyton has done this year coming off the bench for the cramping and injured Braxton Miller is complete 20 of 29 passes for 173 yards, 3 touchdowns in the air with 1 interception, and he's also run for 89 yards and a touchdown. So it's not like the Buckeyes would be in a drastic situation should Braxton Miller not be able to play or only play limited snaps in this game against a Cal defense that has given up over 1,100 points so far in their first two games. It was a first week loss against Northwestern, 44-30, but then the Bears bounced back and defeated Portland State last week, 37-30, but again, defensively, the Cal Bears are not good at all, and the Buckeyes should have no problem racking up yards and 40, 45, maybe even 50 points against this Cal Bear team. Now, Sonny Dykes, as I said, takes over. This is his first year coming from Louisiana Tech out of the WAC, and he has handed over the keys to the Rolls Royce, if you will, the starting quarterback job there at Cal, to freshman Jared Goff, 6'4", 205 pounds, and Goff is leading the country in passing the football, 930 yards passing in the first two games for Cal, 4 touchdowns. He has thrown 3 interceptions and has been sacked 9 times. He's not a mobile quarterback, minus 19 yards rushing, but he did score 1 touchdown on the ground in the first two games. So this is a kid that they are building the program around at Cal, and in Sonny Dykes' high tempo, in-your-face type of offense, spreading it 5 wide, emptying the backfield, and just throwing the football all over the place, they feel that Jared Goff is the man to run the show, not only this year in his freshman year, but for years to come. I will say this, though, the Buckeyes will have a chance if they can get pressure up front to maybe get some turnovers from Jared Goff. As I said, 3 interceptions, 2 of those were pick sixes in the loss to Northwestern, so that's going to fall on the shoulders of defensive tackles Michael Bennett, Joe Hale, Chris Carter, defensive ends Joey Bosa, Noah Spence, Steve Miller, and we'll see if Adolphus Washington is able to go. We don't know for sure if he will play, or if he does, how close to 100% he will be. He has a groin injury, so those are the guys up front that are going to have to put pressure on Jared Goff, because you're more than likely going to only see one linebacker in there in Ryan Shazier and a bunch of secondary guys, be it cornerbacks or safeties, from Bradley Roby to C.J. Barnett, Christian Bryant, Dorian Grant, Philly Brown, check that, Pitt Brown, Pittsburgh Corey Brown, a safety cornerback in there, Armani Reeves, Tyvus Powell, Cam Burrows, Eli Apple, the freshmen, the sophomores, everybody going to get playing time this weekend against this, fast break football that Cal likes to play under Sonny Dykes. A couple of other guys to keep your eyes on as far as Cal goes, Brendan Bigelow, remember him from last year, the junior running back as a sophomore last year, killed Ohio State. He carried the ball 4 times in the game against Ohio State last year for well over 100 yards. He had touchdown runs in that game, and this is something that Buckeye fans will remember, because it was an amazing run on an 81-yard touchdown run where he bounced off a number of tackles, kept his balance, and went the distance, and he also scored on a 59-yard touchdown run last year. The Buckeyes defense gave up 5 plays of 25 yards or more in their 35-28 win at the Shoe over Cal last year. So Cal going to come into this game with some confidence. The players that are returning feeling that they went into Ohio State Stadium last year and played the Buckeyes tight. In fact, it took an interception at the end of the game by Christian Bryant to seal the win for the Ohio State Buckeyes. So Cal going to want to shock the world this weekend and try and pull off the big upset. A couple of the wide receivers to keep an eye on, Bryce Treggs, Richard Rogers, as well as Chris Harper. Those are the guys that Jared Goff will try and get the football to, and they will try and run as many plays as humanly possible in this game against the Buckeyes to try and wear them down. 99 plays on offense in the first game loss to Northwestern, and 95 plays in last week's win on offense against Portland State. They totaled 616 yards in the win, but they gave up 553 yards last week. So this is a team that will put points on the scoreboard, but will more than likely give up more points to the Ohio State Buckeyes. When it's all said and done, whether Braxton Miller plays or not, or if he only plays a little bit, I think the likes of Jordan Hall and Dontre Wilson, Ezekiel Elliott, Kenny Guyton, along with Devin Smith, Corey Brown, Chris Fields, and the fellas will be able to put up enough points on the board to beat the Cal Bears, and the defense will come up with enough plays, some turnovers, some sacks, to hold off Cal and get a win on the road and improve to 3-0 on the season. I look for the final score to be Ohio State 49 and Cal 21. Now, let's turn things over to the NFL and take a look at the matchup for the Browns this week. They will be on the road for the first time this season, just like the Buckeyes, traveling to Baltimore to take on the defending Super Bowl champion Ravens. And the Ravens are going to be a little bit angry after losing last week at Denver, 49-27. And next week for the Baltimore Ravens, they've got Houston. So they can ill afford to start this season 0-2 going into that Houston game. So you know they're going to be ready for the challenge against the Cleveland Browns this week. And when you look at the Baltimore Ravens, it all starts with their quarterback. Joe Flacco signed that huge contract in the offseason, and Flacco in the opening game loss to the Denver Broncos did throw two touchdown passes and threw for 362 yards, but he was intercepted twice and sacked four times. So maybe that's an area where the Browns up front can cause some problems for the Baltimore Ravens with Phil Taylor and Desmond Bryant, Paul Kruger, Craig Robertson, DeQuell Jackson, Jabal Sheard, and they're supposed to get Barkevious Mingo back, the number one pick this year. Hopefully the Browns can apply some pressure to Joe Flacco and force him into some turnovers or at least get some sacks, some hurries, and create some opportunities defensively. Ray Rice will be a handful for the Cleveland Browns. He always is, running the football as well as catching the football out of the backfield. The number one target for Joe Flacco, though, will be Torrey Smith, their outstanding wide receiver, 9 catches for 92 yards in last week's loss to the Denver Broncos. Dallas Clark will be another guy that Flacco will look to, the tight end, filling in for some of the injured players that the Ravens have at that tight end position. Clark was targeted 12 times last week and caught 7 passes. The lone touchdown grab, though, came from Marlon Brown. Check that. And Vontae Leach also had a touchdown grab out of the backfield last week for the 2 touchdown passes by Joe Flacco. But the Browns have an opportunity here to maybe create some turnovers against this Baltimore team, even though it is on the road at Baltimore. Ray Rice and company only rushed for 58 yards last week. I can guarantee you that they will try and establish the running game more this week against the Cleveland Browns and go play action off of that running game and try and hit some big plays down the field to Torrey Smith. Doesn't look like Jacoby Jones is going to be able to play in this game. The receiver opposite Torrey Smith with a knee injury when his own player ran into him last week. Looks like he is out for this game. So Brandon Stokley will look to have a bigger role for the Baltimore Ravens on offense. For the Cleveland Browns going up against this Ravens defense, the Browns are going to have to be able to run the football if they're going to have any chance of knocking off the Baltimore Ravens this week, and that's going to be a tough task because up front, that's where the Ravens are their best. When you look at Chris Canty and Haloti Ngata and Jones up front, they do a nice job against the run, and Suggs, Bynes, Smith, Dumervil will be the linebackers near the line of scrimmage trying to stop the run against Trent Richardson as well as put pressure on Brandon Weed. Now, you would hope, because of what Peyton Manning did last week, that maybe the Browns will be able to find something on film that will help Brandon Weeden throw the football against this Baltimore Ravens defense that was torched for 7 touchdowns and over 400 yards by Peyton Manning last week. Now, granted, it was Peyton Manning, and it was a big game, a revenge game for the Denver Broncos. And Brandon Whedon, please don't think that I'm comparing him to Peyton Manning in any way, shape, or form. That isn't the case. But the fact that the Ravens defense was exposed via the pass, hopefully Brandon Whedon and company will be able to find some of those same holes and complete some of those same passes and create some big plays for this Browns offense that was held to just 10 points last week in that opening day loss to the Miami Dolphins, 23-10. So look for Brandon Whedon to try and hook up. Well, he can't with Josh Gordon for one more game. Gordon is out serving the second of those 2 games he was suspended for, so that means the likes of Greg Little will have to step up. Jordan Cameron was the lone bright spot on offense last week for the Cleveland Browns as he hauled in that touchdown pass, the lone touchdown of the game for the Browns. Look for Whedon to try and find Jordan Cameron a lot more this week, but also you're going to have to throw the football to guys out of the backfield, and that means Trent Richardson is going to have to be on the football field to catch the ball out of the backfield on third downs instead of taking him off the field like they did last week for Chris Obanaya. So we'll see what North Turner has in store this week for Trent Richardson, how many touches he gets running the football as well as catching the football out of the backfield. But guys like Devon Bess, Benjamin, Gurley, Cooper, those players are going to have to step up and help in the passing game until Josh Gordon gets back next week. This is not a good matchup for the Cleveland Browns. It's their first road game. It's only the second game under head coach Rob Chudzinski. And when you look at the Ravens coming off a loss and the fact that this is the night they're going to be getting their Super Bowl acknowledgement in front of the fans there in Baltimore. This is not a matchup that favors the Browns in any way, shape, or form. And because of that, I'm going to have to pick the Baltimore Ravens beating the Cleveland Browns in this game 27-13. So there's your Friday football forecast for both the Buckeyes and the Cleveland Browns. Thanks for checking out another podcast here on KennyRota.com. And as always, C-Town, keep it real.